Well, it was awesome, and it was awesome to be able to do that, and to do it at home. It was really special. So, you know, at first I thought, okay, we'll go get it next week for you. And they tried to chip us. They tried to do all this stuff. They tried to do everything under the sun to him, and he just kept coming and made the play, and now he's the record holder. So that was fun, man.
So you and William just decided to hoist him there? Or?
Yeah, we said, well, nobody's going to pay attention to us anyways. Even though he should be the defensive player of the year, they probably won't even talk about us on SportsCenter or ESPN.
I think Dallas played today.
We did something that probably was good footage, so they'll probably put that on, and I figure that'll help him, you know, be in the conversation as he should be.
So for you and William, you were crowning him defensive player of the year right there, I guess, by then.
In our book. But you know how the world works. So
you orchestrated that, didn't you, Chris?
Well, yeah, we were just waiting on Rob, and I was just at first waiting on him to congratulate him because I didn't get to congratulate him after the third one, because it was fourth and one, and we had to get back out there. But then I said, "Well, let's go. Let's go carry him off the field." Some people might think it's overkill or something out there. They're probably saying, "Well, they're 6-7 But that just kind of adds to the fact that when you get 18 sacks on a sub-500 ball club or around 500 and you don't play with a lead much all year, you're pretty damn good. I've never seen anybody like him. I don't think there's anybody else that exists like him, and he deserves it.
Okay, you're not going to the playoffs, but most teams, they lose their starting quarterback in Game 7. It's over. What does it mean to at least today you've at least matched last season's win total?
Tampa Bay's a good football team. They've been hanging with people, beating people after a rough start. I know their coach prides them on being physical and running the football. Shoot, we did a pretty good job against the run, other than, you know, reverse and some trick stuff. You know, I think our team has a lot of resolve. I think there's some tough guys in here. It's a reflection of Coach Fisher. He's a tough, hard-nosed coach, and it's a shame because I feel like we're better than this, and we should be making a playoff run. But all things considered, you know, everybody's proud of everybody in this locker room.
What was your thought when the fans started chanting MVP out there when you guys were putting him in?
I didn't maybe hear it, but. Whatever they chant, it's probably appropriate. We don't just carry anybody off the field. We don't just carry any jackwagon off the field. This guy's like, this guy's something else. So I can't talk bad about it. There's nothing bad to say. So he deserves it, and he might not win it, defensive player of the year. But shoot, what else do you want him to do on a team that's 7-8 at this point, doesn't play with a bunch of leads? There's guys that have been playing with leads all year and can't even sniff that.
Have you ever done that before?